Exercise 6, page 75. Speaker 1.
Most of our dogs are German Shepherds, but we sometimes use other breeds like Labradors. We choose them very carefully and monitor them regularly to make sure that they are suitable for the job. For the first 10 months, the puppies learn basic obedience and commands like sit, stay, and come, and learn to socialize with other dogs and people. Then, at 10 months, we decide if the dog is good enough to continue training. Only the best carry on, because there must be no doubt about the dog's abilities to work in partnership with its handler. An officer's life could depend on how the dog reacts in a given situation.
Speaker 2.
My life has totally changed. Before, I was a bit afraid to leave the house unless I had my mum or dad with me. But now I have no problem walking anywhere. I think I trust Rover 100%, and at the same time, he has given me more self-confidence. In fact, I look forward to going out on walks now, because I know that nothing will go wrong. Like walking smack bang into another pedestrian or something. And my dog is completely happy to walk as much as I have to. He never complains. I think we have totally bonded as well, and he needs me just as much as I need him.
Speaker 3.
Yes, we have saved about 50 of them so far. A lot of them have been badly treated, and we had to really work with them to get them to trust people again. It's amazing when you see what has been done to them, and they still manage to trust us and give us all their attention and affection. We usually keep them here for about 6 months before we find them a home, and the worst case is stay with us for good. An important part of our work, though, is education. We organise visits from school kids. They can play with the dogs, and it also improves their awareness.
Speaker 4.
We have had lots of success with our programme. In fact, many of the people here didn't react to conventional treatment at all, and we were desperate to find a way to help them. That's when one of the staff members suggested Pet Reach. Now we have daily visits, and the results are impressive. The dogs give affection and comfort where we didn't manage to, and the patients somehow open up, and some actually make full recovery after several weeks. Of course, they all adopt a dog of their own once they leave here.
Speaker 5.
I can say that my life definitely changed that day. I thought that was it and would never see anyone again. I still can't believe that I had been lying there for 3 days. I kept thinking of people I knew, and then I would feel desperate and start crying. Then I remember Buddy, that was his name, sticking his nose into a hole nearby and sniffing. I managed to reach over and pet its head. Then it barked, and I heard voices nearby. Since then, I have been a big fan of dogs, and of course, now I've got my own, and I called it Buddy after my saviour. And he gets all my attention and affection.